Are these the best carne asada fries here in San Diego? Well, we gonna find out. Part 3.
It ain't a review if we not in the back seat. First bite, cheers. I asked for it well done this time, cheers. Before we keep going in on this, we got this from a place called Humberto's. This is round 2 at the 25th Street location, and we're here to find out if these are valid. Off the rip with no salsa, these are hitting. I don't know if I'm tripping, but this green one looks a little bit more dark. I'm not mad about that. Let's get it. This green one is even more dank. I'm sad I only got 2 of these, bro. Let's go in on that red. Big cheers. Big, damn it. You know when you're about to take a bite of something spicy and you kind of get it in your throat? That's what happened. Tastes similar to the other location. This came out to 1724, bro. Portion wise, comparing it to the other location, this one, they went crazy with it. I can't stop eating. These are so good. I've been taking quite a bit of bites and I still haven't made a dent in this. And that's what I like to call value. One more bite before I put myself in a food coma. Cheers. So my final thoughts on these fries is going to be a solid 9.1. These were really enjoyable fries. It tastes similar to the other location that you're definitely getting more value. I couldn't finish it and I did eat quite a bit and there's still left over. So garden itself is seasoned good. Nothing crazy, but it's good seasoning. Guac is on point. The cheese, the sour cream. Every bite is just packing flavor. And as long as you got the salsas, especially that green one, that's all you need. 9.1. So do I think this location of Humberto's is valid? Oh yeah.